Welcome to Unity of Fairfax, a positive path for spiritual living and spiritual center for education, practice, and service in Northern Virginia. We hope you find inspiration in this week's message.
I'm so glad to be here with you. It's wonderful. And I used to say this before when I was here more often. We would have the part of the service and I would do the meditation and then I would look up and say, "Where did you all come from?" It was like there wasn't very many people usually as we got started. And then suddenly there was this bonanza of a wonderful spirit, spirit-centered persons. And some of you are going to say, "Oh, there she goes. Now she's into the talk." Yeah, so let's have a talk about the talk. Why am I here, some of you may say, besides giving the message? So the reason that we're here, as you all know, is to talk about something that I consider to be a sacred contract. Some of you may say, "All right, Lee, what do we have? We have clouds." Vision and mission, adopted in 2024. Now, we're going to look at this vision, and we're going to look at the mission. And for those of you that say, "Oh, geez, I should have stopped at McDonald's if we have to go through all of this," stop. Okay? This is your deal. This is why I'm here. And I want you to know this is some of the best work that I've ever seen in ministry. And you put this together. So it's vision, it's mission. Here we go. This is what I was really looking for. And core values. And Russell, in his wonderful way of doing life, suggested that spirit center, we can move off of this now. And the reason we're moving off of this is because I want to get to spirit-centered, which is the first core value. Because I'll be honest with you folks, if we're not spirit-centered, I'll say it again, the rest of it is words, okay? Now some of you say, "Well, that's cutting to the chase pretty fast." Well, think about it. What does it mean to be spirit-centered? Now, this is spirit-centered. Spirit is at the center of who we are and what we do. How we demonstrate our core values individually. Daily spiritual prayer practice, utilizing opportunities to expand and deepen my awareness of spirit, and acknowledging spirit in all things on planet Earth. Okay, that's pretty simple, pretty expansive, and frankly, pretty darn amazing. If you have a vision and a mission, and I'm going to just read them this time, our vision for Unity of Fairfax, and I include myself in this too, we envision a world of peace, abundance, and respect for all creation. Wow. And our mission is aligned with the indwelling Christ. We co-create a world that works for everyone. Double wow. Those are big, audacious mission and visions. And so this morning, as we work with that in the background, spirit-centered is the first of five core values that you as a community have identified that you have that support the vision and the mission. And some of you may be sitting out there thinking, "I don't recall that meeting." Okay, it's fine. I didn't recall it either, to be honest with you. And I'm here to talk with us about this. So let's follow along here, because the one we're going to talk about this morning the most is spirit-centered. And the absolute definition for this group is spirit is at the center of who we are and what we do. Oh, my dear. Spirit is at the center of who we are and what we do. That's a big one. That follows very directly from the mission and the vision. And I want us to take a look at that, because that is where I think in unity many of us don't really know what that means to be spirit-centered. You have identified as a community, whether you know it or not, that that's a core value. That's a value that you want to stand by, to be spirit-centered in all that you are and all that you do. And for us to do that, we need to clearly understand, what is our relationship with God? Do we have a relationship with God? And some people will say, yeah, Reverend Sandy, I do, but not on every day. Okay, I understand that. I think most of us in this room understand that. And that's the heart of where we are. Because when we're putting forward that this is what we believe, this is a core value, what sometimes we don't put forward with the understanding is the work, is the tenacity of being spirit-centered all the time in everything we do. And we said that that was how we are going to present in our world. So I want to also say to you, wherever you are, God is. So for those of us that are suddenly feeling, I don't know if I can live up to that spirit-centered, that was a big one. Like I said, Reverend Sandy, I was in the room when they put that one down. Well, you're in the room now. Okay? And you didn't come to the room to hear all of us up here. You came to the room because you're working on, if you're not already convinced, you're a spirit-centered. And God-centered is another God for spirit. Call God whatever you want to call God, whatever name you have of God. But that is who you are. Your divinity, the divine, is in you. Oh, well, I don't know about that, says some little voice in there. Well, have a chat with that little voice, only because saying things, doing things, and if we're not certain Monday, on Thursday, then we need to simply own that and say, okay, as Charles Fillmore said, I reserve the right to change my mind. The interesting thing about changing your mind, however, is don't do it on the fly. Do something that's very important, and it goes with one of the most important daily practices that I've ever seen. And I brought it to you before, I'm not sure when, it was recently, in the last year maybe. One of the daily practices that support understanding your core value of being spirit-centered is to say to yourself, stop. Wait now. I'm going to do my sacred pause. And many of you have heard the word sacred pause. It's before you act, before you say, before you commit, you pause. And where do you go in that pause? You listen for God. You listen for spirit, and that spirit is in the center of your being. You don't have to look up. You don't got to look down. You don't got to look anywhere. It's here. It's in the center of who you are. And it is in that center when you are still in the silence and listening and opening to the divinity that already exists in you that you will hear the answers to almost, if not, every single question that you put forth in authenticity. Many of us can question like crazy. We've done it since we were children. Where's this? Why's that? How come this? How come the sky is blue? That's not an authentic question. Maybe it was when you were two. But when you are an adult and you're asking questions in prayer spiritually, listen for the answers. Don't talk while you're listening. And this prayer practice of taking a pause is what I call the fifth principle walking around. In other words, if you're living your life and you want to have a pause when something comes up, a challenge is in your face, Then Pema Chodron, some of you are very familiar with her, wrote Scratch and Itch, Itch and Scratch. And she did it because that's how she figured most of us would remember sacred pause. And that is how we bring it into life, right at life's level. If you have an itch, a bug has scratched you and there's an itch there, there's a scratch, excuse me. And what do you want to do next? You want to itch. You want to itch. And what do? We go right there and itch it. The pause comes between the itch and the scratch. And I hope that you remember that because it is a way of everyday thinking. It is a daily prayer practice for some of you. It could be. Pause before you speak. Pause before you jump. Pause before you do almost anything. It's a daily prayer practice that I think is very valuable. And we have committed to doing daily prayer practices. And I know many people who will tell me, yes, I do a daily prayer practice. I do it every single morning. And my answer or questions most often to them is, and do you remember it after you've done the daily prayer practice? Not always. Okay, that's fine. Not always. It's a daily prayer practice, and some of us could use more than one. We like to have the prayer and meditation first thing in the morning, ask a lot of people, or late at night before we go to bed. That's wonderful. Prayer is practiced every minute of every day if you choose. Now, I just said if you choose, and I'm going to back up into if you choose. That is something that we all have as human beings, the ability to choose. And we can do that. And you can do that. And it's part of the amazement in life. Because very often we will continue to choose to do that which is not always good for us. Because it brings comfort, maybe. Because it's familiar. Even in the fear of something, we'll do that. Because we know that fear. We've lived it. And then there's the choice of, no, I'm going to choose to do it a new way. I'm going to do it from a spirit-centered way here and now. I have this choice. I can do this right now. I don't have to choose from Sandy's way, which I very often do. I'm always surprised, this is ego talking, at the number of times that Sandy's way of choice or doing things just didn't work out. Wasn't really my best Sandy that showed up. It wasn't my spirit-centered Sandy, usually, in that case, at all. So spirit-centered is something that we need to very carefully review. I'm not asking you to not have a spirit-centered core value. I think it's amazing. I think you're amazing to declare that, to affirm that. Now we need to review it. And that's what we are doing here with all of the core values, as well as the mission and the vision of Unity of Fairfax. Do you know how many people don't do that? You are to be congratulated. That is a huge thing to go back and review work that you have done, but you're saying in a spirit-centered way, now it's time to review. We've been here long enough. Are we sure these are the core values that we want to keep? And you said, according to Russell, saying it to me, spirit-centered was the one you were not changing. And so if I seem to be close in your face about spirit-centered, I want you to know how much that is such an amazing gift to yourself and to this community and to our world. If you are even thinking in terms of spirit-centered all the time, in all that you do, do you know how that raises consciousness? And if you don't, I'm here to tell you that consciousness of even those around you, just when you think of doing something from a spirit-centered way, through prayer, prayer practices, meditation, are the ways that you have said that's how you wish to do that. The other thing that you have said is you want to acknowledge all that is on this earth that we move and have our being in. You see that as almost holy ground. And I say to you, as you're walking through life on holy ground in a community that is in fact holy because it is divine, and you say, well, whoa, 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 Reverend Sandy, we're not always divine all the time. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We may not do things in a divine way or nature. We may choose, remember what I said, that old human way of doing it. But we are divine because God is here. What did we say? One presence, one power, everywhere present, all good. So don't be messing that up with human choices that we may make, that we're not always so careful when we make them. We're not always in a spirit-centered mind, body, and soul. If you are spirit-centered, you are in alignment with the allness of God, and you are making those decisions from that allness. That is what spirit-centered is. The question is, do you believe it? And are you willing to at least believe it and try it? And when I say willing, that's a huge word. To be willing means you're at least open. And what are you open to? Don't think that you're open to some voice that's talking to you out there. The voice is here. It's within you. It's your own divinity. It's God within you that is expressing as you. And if you're listening, listen to the divine within. And don't be checking it out outside. It is inside. And spirit-centered means just that. Where is the center? The center is here, is there. And literally, you can think to yourself, ah, I'm going to answer this question. I'm going to do this thing, or I am not. Either way, I'm going to answer the question, do the thing from a spirit-centered place. And that, my friends, takes, as I said earlier, tenacity and understanding. You can't just do that once and it's done. You do it every single time you make a choice. I have a good friend and she always tries to get my goat. And she says to me, oh, so Sandy, tell us, are you going to be spirit-centered when you do the laundry? And you know, for years she goaded me into that. And then I read something from Thich Nhat Hanh, who said, even do the dishes from a sense of consciousness that's higher than the one that you presently live at. You see, we always have an answer that's of a higher level of consciousness. Where are you in your choice? Are you even thinking like that? I also would like to make this point to you. As you're walking through life and you're thinking about spirit-centered, you're thinking about prayer practices, one of the great prayer practices that I certainly have and have just been wowed by is doing life in the minute, in the moment. Have you noticed the adult that may be sad or wandering, maybe not focused? Have you blessed that person? Have you noticed the child that smiled at you, but you went right on by because you were going someplace? In the mundane every place of life are your chances, your opportunities, not chances, opportunities to come up higher in consciousness and to simply allow the presence of God to be ever expanded within yourself. You don't have to look anywhere. You don't have to go and hear a preacher. You don't have to go to a workshop or read a book. You have it. Are you tending to it? Are you tenacious in saying, I am spirit-centered here and now? I am willing if I can't be that right here and right now. And what does that take? Faith. And here's something I'll leave you with as far as faith is concerned. Faith doesn't come from anywhere except the divine. And you already have faith. You don't have to go find it. It's a gift. What you have to do is choose it. Do you choose to believe and have faith in something that you have said to yourself, I don't think so on this one. I can't make this happen. I don't think that I can get through this illness. I don't think that I can love this person who has betrayed me. I don't think that I'm good enough to do the following, fill in the blanks. What does that show? A lack of faith, a limitation in thought, and understanding who you really are. You are spirit-centered. And that, my friends, is amazing. And why do I keep using that word? Because this morning, as I was getting ready to come here, I flipped on my YouTube channel, and come across the YouTube channel is Michael Gott, Reverend Michael Gott, a Unity minister of the Houston Unity Church. He has a voice like an angel. And he runs that huge church, and he has a song that pops up, don't you know, pops up. You Are Amazing is the title of the song. And I thought, well, darned if I'm not. I didn't say darn, I'll confess. And then I thought, and either is where I'm going and where I choose to go, where we go. Where you go, you are amazing. You are spirit-centered. And I'd like you to do one last thing, because I'm big these days on doing stuff that we remember, probably because I'm not remembering as much as I used to. And it's this. I would like you right now to stand, if you're able, and put your right hand on your heart. Don't do it if you don't wanna. Sit there and watch the others. Put your right hand on your heart. We're not doing the pledge. I want you to say out loud and follow. I'll say it first, and then we'll say it together. I am amazing. Together. I am amazing. Again, I am amazing. And so you are. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning into Unity of Fairfax podcast. You're welcome to join us live in Oakton, Virginia, every Sunday at 11 a.m., or view our live stream services from our website at unityoffairfax.org. We appreciate your donations to support this podcast to make our message of positive, practical spirituality more accessible to all. See you next time.